The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Carol Hoops with community comment. Does Humboldt need to produce wind power to save the planet? The truth is, California produces more wind and solar during the day than residents and businesses can use. Without availability of affordable energy storage systems, we have more renewable power than the California electricity grid can handle. During the day in California, solar and wind power plants are shut down, clipped, for periods of time so the grid is not damaged. Am I a hater of wind power? No. Am I opposed to this wind project? Yes. What is Humboldt Wind? This conditional use permit will allow them to build up to 600 feet structures or the height of a 54-story building, destroying the beautiful vistas behind Riadel and Scotia. This conditional use permit includes a 23-mile high voltage power line from Shively to Bridgeville. From there, electricity will travel outside Humboldt County. The Humboldt Wind Project means more to residents of Humboldt County than generating green energy. You and I will be giving up the quality of life that makes Humboldt what it is. Our non-action will affect generations to come. Why Humboldt? It is easy for outside big business to try to buy into our communities. In wealthy counties such as Marin and San Francisco, these strategies do not work. Please ask your Humboldt County Planning Commissioners and Supervisors to reject this application, which will have irreversible damage to our environment, wildlife, and life as we know it in Humboldt. You may hear wind projects will bring in over $2 million a year in utility taxes to Humboldt, but at what expense? Lower property values for you and your neighbors, bringing in fewer property taxes for Humboldt County. As Humboldt County residents, we can support green energy by working with our energy supplier, Redwood Coast Energy Authority. They can contract to purchase green power from infrastructure already in place. I was born in Humboldt County, and my family's ranch has been passed on through generations for over 125 years. I speak from the heart when I ask you to consider. No expensive circuit being offered to keep power local. No radar to keep 20-mile night lighting on only when aircraft is present. No respect for cultural significance of building site. No reverence for the X miles of old-growth redwood to be cut to make room for 23 miles of high-power voltage lines. No respect for the lives of the different birds that have less and less habitat available in the state of California due to these types of projects. Yes to recognizing our tourism industry will suffer. Yes to exposing Humboldt residents to the fire dangers not currently present without these high voltage lines. Yes to exposing Humboldt to more wind projects once the 23-mile high voltage corridor is in place. This is Carol Hoops. Thank you, Eureka Broadcasting, for giving me the opportunity to share this non-political view.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.